Her Blonde Ambition tour sold out concert stadiums across the United States, Europe, and Asia. And every time she dyes her hair or wears her underwear inside out, it's headline news. Her latest project is a coffee table book entitled Sex that's slated to be the publishing event of the year, if not the century. But commentator Maureen Carrigan, who's not a wannabe or even a fan, says that this time the material girl must be stopped.
She's the superstar who can't sing, whose acting talents are erratic at best, and whose looks, well, without makeup, she's no Marilyn Monroe. As far as I can tell, her only talent, and it's a major one, is for getting people to say her name. So let's not do it. Let's declare a moratorium on the M word until November 3rd. Because if we don't, the rather crucial question of who's going to be our next president will be eclipsed by the media frenzy surrounding you-know-who's new book, Sex. Actually, the frenzy has already begun. The October issue of Vanity Fair that's now on sale features a cover photo of her in her latest incarnation as Lolita. She's skinny dipping inside a pink inner tube that matches her pink plastic pigtail holders. Inside are more photos designed to make a Humbert Humbert hot and bothered. There's one where she's straddling an inflatable blue dolphin. Her back is turned toward the camera, and there's an "Oh, I've been a bad girl" expression on her face because the jumpsuit she's wearing has a tushy cutout hemmed in ruffles. And in a photo that makes Argyle look sexy, she shows us what was lurking under those breast cones she wore on her Blonde Ambition tour. I think there's something disturbing about seeing this woman, who's always been praised for taking control of her own sexuality, posing here as Gidget. But what's really ironic about these photos is that they're completely upstaged by a truly shocking photo in the front of the magazine, a Calvin Klein ad that features a topless teen who really does have a 14-year-old chest. Of course, these Vanity Fair photos are just child's play compared to what's about to hit the bookstores. First, a collection of scholarly articles on her blondness entitled The M-A-D-O-N-N-A Connection. It contains laborious interpretations by Freudians, Lacanians, and even a Marxist critic who bizarrely claims that the M person single-handedly undermines capitalist constructs. Then, on October 21st, her book, Sex. It retails at $50, and it'll be wrapped in Mylar to prevent browsing and to give buyers the sensation of ripping open what's-her-name's private erotic fantasies. There are pictures of her hitchhiking in downtown Miami, wearing nothing but spike heels and a purse. There are Marquis du Sade acrobatic stunts involving rapper Vanilla Ice and model Naomi Campbell. And kinky stuff with razors and pubic hair. Yeech! Look, I'm not one of these anti-pornography feminists, but the M person has gone too far this time. She's invading my turf. She's trying to take over the bookstores. So I'm going to share my most private fantasy with you. I fantasize that no one buys a single Mylar-wrapped copy of Sex, and all 750,000 of them deflate like tired prophylactics on bookstore discount shelves. The M person then retires to Florida, this time fully clothed, and we're all set free to talk again about literature, politics, even baseball. Maxine Hong Kingston, in her wonderful book, Woman Warrior, gives us a tip on how to make this miracle happen. She recalls hearing about an aunt in China who disgraced the family and from then on was known only as no-name woman. To erase someone's name, Kingston says, is the same as erasing their existence. Let's try it. Let's not talk about her, at least until November 3rd. Together, we can make the material girl dematerialize.
Maureen Carrigan fantasizes and teaches at Georgetown University.